Welcome or welcome back to the Lady Legends Podcast. I'm Sabrina Lowe, and in today's episode, I will be discussing one of the greatest, most iconic golfers of all time, Nancy Lopez. Lopez was born on January 6, 1957, in Torrance, California. She grew up in Roswell, New Mexico. Her father was the one who introduced her to golf. She started playing when she was very young, and by the age of 12, she had won her first amateur tournament. She won the New Mexico Women's Amateur, and in 1972 and 1974, she won the U.S. Girls Junior. In 1974, Lopez began attending the University of Tulsa. Here, she was truly an undeniable standout. She won the Association of Intercollegiate Athletics for Women National Championship in 1976, and was named an All-American. Nancy Lopez moved on to play professional golf in 1977. Her success was not only immediate, but major. In her rookie year in 1978, she won 9 tournaments, including 5 consecutive victories, which is an LPGA record. Her remarkable performance earned her both the Rookie of the Year and the Player of the Year awards. Throughout her career, she has won 3 major championships: the LPGA Championship in 1978, 1985, and 1989. In total, Lopez won 48 LPGA Tour events, including her 3 majors. Her impressive number of wins and consistent high-level performance cemented her status as one of the greatest female golfers of all time. She continued to be a fierce competitor in women's golf throughout the 1980s and early 1990s, scoring consistently and performing under pressure. She was known for her powerful swing, precise putting, and exceptional mental toughness. Her aggressive style of play and competitive spirit set her apart from other players. Off of the golf course, Lopez has a friendly demeanor and an engaging personality, making her a fan favorite. As a successful and prominent female golfer, she has served as a role model and trailblazer for future generations of women in golf. During her time, she played a significant role in popularizing women's golf. She inspired many young girls to take up the sport and pursue their dreams in professional golf. Lopez's success came at a time when women's sports were beginning to gain greater visibility, and her achievements helped elevate the status of women's golf. She had become a household name and a prominent figure in sports, breaking barriers and contributing to the growth of the LPGA. Aside from her many tournament wins, throughout her career, Lopez received numerous awards and honors, including her induction to the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1987, multiple Player of the Year awards, and the Vare Trophy for the lowest scoring average. In 1998, she received the Bob Jones Award, which is the highest honor given by the U.S. Golf Association, in recognition of distinguished sportsmanship in golf. While Lopez retired in 2002, she attempted to return in 2007 and 8. After fully retiring from full-time competition, Lopez remained active in the golf community, giving back to others. She participated in senior events and charity tournaments and worked to grow the game of golf. She currently resides in Florida, where she hosts an annual golf tournament to benefit the charity Adventures in Movement, or AIM, an organization that helps the individuals who may be physically or mentally disabled, and other children and adults with special needs. She has hosted the tournament since 1981 and also serves as a national ambassador with AIM. I had the great privilege of sitting on a panel alongside both Nancy Lopez and Morgan Pressel this past May at the Founders Cup Champions Dinner, which took place at Upper Montclair Country Club in New Jersey. Ms. Lopez was warm, inviting, and personable, and she showed a genuine interest in myself and my story. She truly inspired me with her stories and provided me with great advice I can use both on the golf course and in life. Nancy Lopez's extraordinary career in golf, combined with her charisma, sportsmanship, and contributions to the game and society, have made her a true legend in the golf world. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time, and remember to swing big and dream bigger.